So much for calling Omax Customer Care. My name is Rachel. May I have your last name to pull up your account, please?
Oh, yes. It's Robert DiBuono. DiBuono.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. Okay.
Yeah, what I have to know, honey, is what's the best way, because we have to ship this back to you. My husband's 91, and he tried it last night, and he had the worst night ever. He was up all night, itchy, squirming, just unhappy. So he can't even take a chance to take another one.
Okay.
Maybe it's his age, I don't know what, but anyway, I have an order number if you need.
Okay. Actually, if you could just please spell that last name for me one more time.
Sure. It's capital D-I, capital B-U-O-N-O.
O-N-O. Okay. Okay. That's where I messed up at the end there. And the first name again?
Robert.
Okay. And for security purposes, also verify your address.
42 LaSalle Drive. New Rochelle, New York, 10801.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. So I have gotten an account pulled up, and I do apologize for that delay. It is showing your husband's name and your address, and it shows that you're calling about the Omax Max Sleep.
I only use one.
Yes, I told him, Bob. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, I heard him say that he only used one.
Yes, that's right. He's over me like a hawk. I said, don't get lost.
Okay. All right. Well, it does show that you decided to try it out there, and it's a starter kit that did come with the VIP membership, and he had some type of reaction with it.
Oh, yeah, he was up all night long.
Mm. Okay.
Squirming
all right.
And itchy and, just not good.
Right. And we don't actually have the answer to that. Did he ask his doctor about using it?
No, he didn't.
Not really? Okay.
No.
All right. Well, of course, I can understand not wanting to have that experience again. And, of course, if you wanted to take it to the doctor or call the nurse line about it, we'd be happy to.
No, he's not going to use it. He's
not
going to
use it? Okay.
Yeah,
no. All right.
Now,
well,
on the bill, I see it says this is not a bill. No payment is required. Your order has been shipped complete. So, in other words, could you just credit this? Or I guess no payment was required. So, how's the best way for us to ship this back?
Okay. Well, actually, this product, because it was what we called one of our starter kits, it does come with the 60-day money-back guarantee, so no worries with that part. This time, it's not accepted back because of the present dilemma. It's not accepted back into the warehouse. Normally, you'd just be able to ship it back, and it'd take about 2 to 3 weeks for processing.
Yeah.
But what I was about to recommend, I can understand your husband not wanting to have that experience again. The product also helps with stress or anxiety if you deal with either one of them and wanted to consider a 60-day hold with it. And that's just for yourself.
So what do you want me to do with this?
Now, with the product, we can, since it's not accepted back, we can offer you 50% refund on what you've already paid if you wanted to keep it to try it for yourself.
No, I don't want to keep it.
Okay.
He just wants it. In other words, like I said, you have not billed him yet.
Yes, ma'am. When it says that there's no invoice, there's no, this the packing slip.
Because this is not a bill. No payment is required. Your order has been shipped out.
Oh, right, you've already paid for it. So when you placed the order, you paid at that time. You paid $39.95.
Oh, yeah.
What,
so why are they saying this on the paper?
Yes, ma'am, because it's just the packing slip that's sent with your order to show what you requested.
Yeah.
So what
okay.
I can do at this time, if you are not wanting to try it out for yourself, we'll just go ahead and credit you with the $39.95.
But we can't. Perfect.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. We just can't accept it back at this time. Do you mind holding? And I'll get that process.
Yes. And then, in other words, then I do have to ship it back to you people.
No, ma'am. You can destroy it.
I could just destroy it?
Yes, ma'am.
That would be wonderful. All right,
okay.
Honey. You could, yeah, now what do you want me to do, hold on?
Yes, ma'am, if you could please hold while I get that process.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, just one moment.
They're going to credit everything, and you're just going to discard it, throw it away.
Throw it out?
Yep. And that's what you're going to do. You're not giving it to nobody.
No, that's all right.
No.
Okay, I'm still here, ma'am. I just have to put a few notes in as well, okay? Just wanted to check back in and just let you know I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay, just one moment, please. Okay, ma'am, I'm still here. I'm almost finished, okay? I'm sorry. It's a little bit of a process.
That's all right.
I'm just putting in here that I made sure to tell you to destroy the product.
Yes.
It'll be just another moment. Okay. All right, and with the cancellation, it does cancel all future charges and all future shipments. This StarTicure or the offer came with a VIP membership, but all of that has ended.
Okay.
And I could have done all of that at one time. Just one moment, please. Okay, let's see. My best reasoning here. Let's see. Okay, is your husband currently under a doctor's care?
Yes, because he's 91, definitely.
Okay, I'll just put he had a, it's already noted here anyway, bad reaction. Okay, so you have been refunded the $39.95. And please allow 3, 2, 5 business days for that to show back up in your account. And for your confirmation number for the cancellation, that one is 752.
Wait, let me just get a pen on your breath.
Okay.
752.
057.
057. Gee, I really appreciate this. You know, if he got on, he would make make you crazy. So that's why I said, let me get on nice and calm. This was very easily done. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, honey. Have a very good day. Thank you.
Okay, well, you do the same, and thank you for calling OMAX Customer Care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.